It's Dan here from Flexible, and today we're going to talk about how we send leads from high level via API over to our client's CRM. Let's dive in. So to give a little context here, I run an agency and we do a lot of selling via AI. And the way it works is that we grab clients' old leads and we take them over to our CRM, which is called High Level. And what we do is we send an SMS out to each of those leads. And once they get back, AI takes over, goes back and forth with these leads in a really intelligent way, qualifies them, and then books them into an appointment if they're ready. The client can pass over that CSV file or they can send the leads over to us via API, which is a whole nother story. But once we get those leads in our system, we want to keep them there and kind of keep all of our intellectual property inside our CRM so we don't have to share that with the client and show them what all this looks like. But when the client needs the leads sent back to them as an appointment or whatever that might be, then you want to make sure that you can send it via API, right? And this is what I'm going to teach you how to do today. Well, in fact, my tech guy, Graham, is going to show you how to do it. You can do this from a CRM like High Level and send it to, you know, any type of client that you want. It could be a lead distribution software. It could be a client that's got Salesforce. It doesn't really matter. There's lots of different kind of options for you on the client side. And you've got to be able to, as an agency that's running this type of business or any kind of lead gen business where you're working leads yourself, you need to figure out how to do this, right? So without further ado, I'm going to pass you over to Graham. He's going to teach you how to do this. It's really not that hard, but it's a very essential skill if you're going to grow your agency. I'll speak to you soon.
Hey guys, and welcome to the video on APIing into a client's CRM. So today we're going to go over how to basically API qualified leads into LeadBite is going to be my example. I know there's a few guys in the course who've got clients who use LeadBite. So this is a good example. Now, obviously this isn't a one size fits all video because every single API is going to be slightly different. But hopefully this gives you a bit of an understanding of how it works and how to go about setting it up for your client, basically. So first things first, I'm going to want you to go and open up an account in Postman, which is basically an API testing software. It's completely free. It's just better to test in here before testing in High Level, purely because it's a lot easier to see if anything's going wrong because it's all color-coded. And basically, I'll show you as we get into it, okay? Now, with LeadBite, you're probably not going to have too much visibility in the back end of how it all works. So the client should be sending you through a posting doc, which should include things like the posting URL. So this is our URL that we post into for our LeadBite account. So it should be branded to them with REST API /V. At the moment, it's 1.3. That's the version they're on, and /leads. This is the posting URL to send the lead into LeadBite. Then they should be giving you the API key. Now the header is X_key for the API key, so make sure you note that down. And then this will be the Java or the JSON that we're going to send through. On this side, you have the LeadBite fields, so their fields. They should provide you with these fields. So first name is all lowercase, all one word, first name, last name, email, phone one. These are all standard fields that should be the same in every single LeadBite account. Then below here are three custom fields. So I thought I'd show you the custom fields. So maybe they might want the chat history passed, which obviously I've just called chat history in ours, but they need to create that for you. And then custom field one and custom field two, depending, they can call this whatever they want. It depends on your niche, what questions you're asking. If they want that data pulled through into LeadBite, you can just add that for each field. But again, you're going to have to ask them to create a field for those bits of data if they don't already have it. Okay, but these four should be standardized. That's what they're called. So you can use these happily, easy. Now, the next things that you need to ask them for. So all these are dynamic. As you can see, you're passing through data through High Level in these ones. Okay, so that's all High Level data. These four are all what we call static data, which basically means you have to type them in. So the campaign ID, they should be giving you that campaign ID, and you just type it in. That will basically send you into the campaign in their LeadBite. That's correct. You've got the supplier ID that is unique for you. So this is for if a client's got like seven people sending him leads, each supplier of those leads will have an ID. So basically this basically attaches that lead to you so they know that like you get payouts or whatever. It's just basically an identifier. The SSID is kind of like a source ID. It's a bit more information of where the leads come from. You may not need to use that. And source, again, is where the source of the leads. So that will just be your name, probably. But again, these two probably are just extras. You may not actually need them, and they may not send that to you. These are 100% needed. So you definitely need these. You're definitely going to have to get them from your client for Leadbyte. But it's good practice for any API that you do is you'll have a field that basically signifies that this is your lead coming through. Most CRMs will have that, will have a supplier ID or, you know, like a, an affiliate ID that you want to make sure that you get. But this is for Leadbyte and that's kind of what you need. So below here, I've actually filled it out. So as you can see, I'm going to delete that out actually. So that's what it should look like, sorry. In your high level, that's what it should look like. So your dynamic fields here, then we've got the campaign ID, my campaign in Leadbyte's called Roya. That's my supplier ID, which is one. SSID is a DBR, so you could be running DBR, speed to lead, that kind of thing. You can pass that through in the SSID. And the source is just the name of the company that I'm using. Again, people use Leadbyte in different ways, so they may have different needs for this. It's just to show you how it works, don't forget. But they should be providing you with what you're going to put in here. These static data, they should be providing you what you put in these ones. And they may just have two, these two here. And finally, this is what I'm going to send through, okay? Now, I've already done a test, so I'm just going to go and delete that test out. Now, you shouldn't have much, I'm not going to show you how to use Leadbyte because you shouldn't need to do that per se. If you do, then do hit me up and I can help you. It is an epic lead distribution software. Why can't I delete this? There it is. I'm just going to delete this lead. So just to show you how to use Postman. So firstly, you want to change this to post, like so. I'm just going to delete this one out. Let me just delete this. Don't save. Cool. So now we're going to go to our posting doc, which they've sent over. So we're going to want to just pop in their posting URL for a test lead, like so. In the headers, we're going to want to go and just type in X underscore key, because that's what the API key is called in Leadbyte. As you can see here, you want to go and get the API key that they've given you, which I'm going to paste in here. Then you want to go over to body. You want to go to raw. And then you're going to want to go and copy this in. I'm going to delete these out. But you're going to want to change it all so it's not dynamic. You just want static integers for everything. So as you can see, all of the fields should be red and all of the data should be blue. If there's any break in Postman, it should tell you. So look, you can see this has been underscored, so you know something's wrong. If you hover over it, it says expected comma 514, which should be here. So I'm just going to put a comma there. That should get rid of it. If you don't have one of these, that should, so as you can see, if you miss out a, what's it called? Speech mark, or you put a wrong type of speech mark in there, all of this will turn black, which means something's broken. So you can see the color coordinated thing really does help you kind of narrow down what the issue is. If you scroll over that, expected and unexpected end of string, and this one expected comma. So that will fix it all. Make sure that you've got the correct speech marks in there. As you can see, this has all been written in, so you can just write your own one in. So what you would do, just to show you, because I'm gonna delete this out from the doc that I give you. What you would do is you just post in that. You could leave this in there, but it's better just to do a test. So you just go through and test. Tester. Test. Now, one thing that you really want to do is if the campaign is in the US, you want to make sure it's a correct US number. If it's in the UK, make sure it's a correct US UK number, because they're very hot on getting rid of that. So there we go. Chat history. I'm just going to go copy this one. I wanted to make sure it's long so I could make sure that it all comes through correctly. You want to make sure they add a long field in here. I see so something's broken, so we're just going to take out these two speech marks. That's all fixed. And then I'm just going to put in so two questions. So normally debt, biggest debt is 5,000. What they tried everything. Nothing works. Cool. So that's that. Campaign ID. So this is what should be supplied to you. So that's going to be Roya. Supplier ID is 1. Source ID is DBR. And the source is flexible. So that's what you do, basically. You type this all in, and then you just go and press send. This will send it to their lead byte. Now, what you should see is a status 200, okay. And then what you want to see is success, code 1, and then it just shows you what it's sent through. So status has been rejected, probably because there's no deliveries in there. So just scroll down. So it's sent through the SSID and the ID. Source has gone through, phone's gone through, first name, full name, last name, email. Okay, all good. Let's just double check. First name, last name, email, phone's gone through. Yep. Chat history. I can't see chat history in there. I'll have to go double check that one. Cool. But everything else has gone through okay. So I'm just going to go double check that. Manage my campaigns. Define fields. Where was it? Data 14, long text. I'll have a look at that in a sec. Bear with. Okay, cool. Found the issue. It's actually just, you've got to call it data 14. They'll give you these names, but this is that was the issue why it wasn't coming through. I'd named the custom fields wrong. So let's give that another test like this. Press send. That should come through now. Cool. So yeah, just so you know, these ones, they should be giving you these. These custom fields aren't standardized, so they should be giving you these if you need them. And it should be data 14, data 15, data 16, or whatever, data 1, data 2, data 3. That's how Leadbyte name their custom fields. So if we go back to here, press refresh, there should be a new lead in there. And we should be able to see, yeah, so chat history's come through, custom field 1 and custom field 2 has come through. And as you can see, all these things have come through. So that's all working. You should be liaising with your client to make sure that's all good. But to be fair, if it's saying success and saying okay here with all of this coming through, we can go on and then test it in high level now. So what we're going to go and do is go to automation. Now go to export leads to client, detect when lead is qualified. Now you remember from the Roya training, they come through whenever ChatGPT is changed and it checks for if the number's been added. That's the trigger to basically say they're qualified, they're booked a call. So they go down this route. Here is where you can add to workflow. And there's already a workflow called API to client. You can add them to that and press save. And normally I do like to name these just so I know what's happening. So I know what each node is doing. Add to API to client. And if we come through here, we're going to go to the workflow called API to client. This is all in your snapshot already. Now there's a custom webhook. Now they charge per firing of this, but obviously if it's just qualified leads, it should be fine because you should be getting paid for paying them anyway. You want to scroll down here. You can go and add it in your custom values. Just for ease, I'm going to add it in here. So you can see we want to use the same posting URL we were using. Oh, that's the lead. Same posting URL that they've given you. So copy that. You want to pop that in here. Then you want to add a header. So you want to call it x_key. And then you want to go and copy and paste the API key that they've given you into here. Content type application JSON, that's completely fine. And then we want to go and we want to copy this first one here. This has got all your custom fields in it. And we want to just go and copy. Want to paste that in. And again, just check that everything's looking good. What's this? We'll see what happens there. Ah, custom data, that's right. Wrong one. Field, correct. That's why. Okay, cool. And we're gonna delete this one out and just go contact dot custom field 2. Okay, pop that in there, make sure there's, so this is all color coordinated as well, which is pretty good. So then we just wanna pop that there. So that's all sorted. So this will tell you if there's any issues with the code. I'm just gonna go and amend this here now as well. So it's custom field. Cool, so I wanna just save that. Let's see what field I missed. Ah, so you have to run a test. Okay, so I'm just gonna go and create a contact here quickly with all the data in that we need. So let's go test Graham testing.com. Make sure it's a American number. If you've got an American client, UK, if it's UK. Canadian, if it's Canadian, Australian, if it's Australian. So that's all good. Then we want to go in and make sure we've updated chat history. So we can go and just copy this quickly. AI memory. Then we want to go and update custom field 1. So we'll just do 5,000 Friday. I think it works. So that's all good. Let's save. So we've done that. Phone, email. Let's check we've got all of that covered. Yes. Cool, perfect. Okay, let's just go and copy these in. There we go, that should all be good. Cool. Let's go and select a test contact. So the test. It's probably best if you do this first, I would say. Let's just put one test. Okay, so it's failed. Let's see why. Okay. Let's see if there's an issue with anything here. So we've got the headers. Click the one wrong thing. There we go. Make sure it's in the header section, not the query parameters. That is all good. Let's test that again. Let's get this one in. That's the lead I just created. Let's send the test. Cool. So that's right. Let's see. So it's got the exact same as Postman here, which is good. Ah, I've still got these in here. So let's go. Data 14. Data 15. And data 16. Just go in and delete these leads. Quickly. So obviously you won't be able to delete these in Leadbyte, so always make sure you're putting through maybe different emails. Just so that all works. Yep, so that's all good now. I'm just going to test again. And send test request. Again, that looks all good. Just go in here, make sure that everything's come through correctly. Yes, yes, yes. So that's all working now. And that's all good. I'm going to just save that. And then I'm going to go and delete this one out. Obviously, again, if you can't do this, you've got to keep on putting through different tests. So make sure they've got different emails and they'll come through as different leads. As you can see, the supplier SSID and source is all coming through for these as well, and the campaign. So that's all perfect. That's what we need. Let's just go to contacts. And let's put this guy through. Naturally, like you would normally, coming through a kind of chat. We're going to add that there. And we should see another lead populate. Perfect. Source, SSID, supplier. And cool. So that is your Leadbyte API setup. So any lead that qualifies now will be sent directly into their Leadbyte account live straight away. So yeah, that is how you set it up, guys. Hopefully that's been a good video. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to drop a comment below. Thanks, guys. I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Okay, thanks, Graham. So if you are intrigued by what I said at the start of this video, it's called database reactivation, and we do it via SMS and AI. And this is the offer, in my opinion, right, the offer to end all offers, because we do it on a performance basis. And the clients have already given up on all of these old leads anyway, right? They're just like, yeah, whatever, take the leads, give it a go. If it works, it's amazing. It's free money. If it doesn't work, then we've got nothing to lose, right? We take all the risk as an agency, which means that it's an extremely good offer, right? It's a performance-based offer. So if you are intrigued about this, we have a Prince Charming Challenge. There's a link below, and we call it the Prince Charming Challenge because we wake up old leads just like Prince Charming did, okay? So there's a link to that below. It's free. There's no cost to get started whatsoever. It's really good stuff. You're going to enjoy it, so give it a go. Otherwise, if you've got any questions or comments, you know what to do. Please subscribe to our channel. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.